Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, we have audio cut of the day coming up here. About 24 hours ago, I retweeted my next guest, Jennifer Say from XXXY Athletics. And it's a very interesting moment because this goes back, you know, we were talking about these athletes that took down or stood down from the podium in Oregon. You had the situation in the Olympics last year, which is a little different than the situation with trans athletes because this is not a trans person, but a biological male. And Jen Say is here from XXXY Athletics to kind of break this down and explain it. Hello, Jen. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Let me play the audio, and I love that you attach this. This is the guy, Thomas Bach from the IOC, and this is what he said when all this was a controversy last year.
Some want to own the definition of who is a woman. And there I can only invite them to come up with a scientific-based a new definition of who is a woman and how can somebody being born, raised, competed, and having a passport as a woman cannot be considered a woman.
So, Jen, you very expertly said, well, here you go. Proof that Iman Kahif is a man, you're welcome, because the invitation was sort of answered here with this chromosome test, wasn't it?
It sure was. I mean, how silly. But he says in his stupid quote, sorry, it's so ridiculous.
Okay. Oh,
I have
okay.
to just say it. He says, I invite you to come up with a new definition. We don't need a new definition. The old definition works just fine. XY chromosomes, if there's a presence of a Y chromosome, that's a male. And I'm very sorry for Imani Khalif. If when he was born, he was perceived to be a girl and he was raised as a girl. He knows at this point that he is not, and he has known since puberty, is my guess. And he enters the boxing ring with women, and he beats them, and he wins gold medal. So, wins a gold medal. So we don't need a new definition. It's kind of astonishing to me that the former head of the IOC would say such a dumb thing. But it's just proof of kind of this ideology having captured the imagination of the public, and they're willing to say the dumbest things to further it.
And this one is, you know, it's a little harder to explain only because
yes.
it's different than the transgender athletes that
it
are
is.
Taking the spots of athletes in Minnesota and California and Oregon,
yes,
right?
Correct.
There's a little nuances.
Yes.
And I love that J.K. Rowling even said this because she's been and you've been and I've been, we're all accused of being transphobic. She made it very clear. And I love her position. I know you do as well. She said, I never said and never believed that Khalif was trans. I knew he was a man. The gender activists who created a political climate in which sex testing was seen as bigoted are as culpable as the IOC for the travesty that ensued. And that's well stated,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think just to be clear, and even the president has mistakenly said that Khalif is trans. He isn't trans. He is male with an X, born with XY chromosomes, with what is called a DSD or a difference in sex development, likely something called 5-ARD, so that he presents as a female at birth in probably less developed countries that, you know, maybe aren't as sophisticated. And at puberty, it probably becomes quite clear that he is male, because he will not menstruate. He doesn't have a uterus. He's a male. You know, he just had underdeveloped genitals. Sorry to be if that's too much, but that is the case. So he presented as female, but then didn't develop breasts, didn't develop any of the secondary sex characteristics, developed as a male. Now, like I said before, I feel sorry for this person if they thought they were a female and then later learned they're male. I mean, that's a very difficult thing. But in the public discourse, while this person is not trans, it is the same ideology that underpins this notion that we cannot do sex testing, that there is no difference between male and female. And if you say you're a woman, you are. He says he's a woman. His passport says he's a woman. So the IOC is accepting that he is, but he's not. You can change documents. You can change pieces of paper. You cannot change sex.
So do you think that this is actually going to have an impact on the IOC? Because is this still in the category of a leaked chromosome test, or has it been established at this point? Not that I'm doubting it, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, will they actually have to confront this?
I believe that they will. I mean, I think, first of all, it starts with world boxing. So there's a new sport governing body for boxing. If you recall back in the Olympics, the IAB or the IBA, I'm not as close to sport governing bodies for boxing as I could be, they sort of lost governance, and the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, governed boxing in the Olympics. That's unusual. It's usually the individual sport governing bodies. There was a whole bunch of controversy surrounding the prior governing body. There is now a new one, World Boxing. They have just announced that for boxing, sex testing will be required, which you only need to do once, right? Because it doesn't change. So this is hardly an invasive process. I'm hoping they continue to uphold that. They'll certainly receive pressure, from the activist class. But they just announced days ago, sort of aligned with when this leaked sex test happened. Now, this test happened in 2023. I think it's incumbent upon World Boxing to uphold the policy that they've put out and put in place, which I believe that they will. And the IOC has said it's up to the individual sports, so they're going to have to leave it to boxing. What I hope is that they then put pressure on other sports to do the same.
So I know you saw this. Let's kind of get into a different territory here. And you have, even since we've last spoken, it's probably been 6 weeks or so, you've got a pitcher in Minnesota. You've got track athletes in both California and in Oregon taking spots away from women. And you have this gem of a piece of audio from Julie Hamill, who I was not familiar with Kate Baldwin on CNN.
What would make this fair for her to compete for those who are competing against her? What would that kind of structure in competition look like?
Who is her?
AB.
Okay, AB Hernandez is a male who identifies as a female. What would be fair is to have Hernandez competing in the male category. It is not fair to the females competing to have to compete with a male.
So, Jen, I was familiar with Julie, but shame on me if I wasn't, but she's one of my new heroes along with you and Riley Gaines, because that was quite an interview, wasn't it?
Amazing. Julie is a friend of mine. We met over the course of COVID. She was a fellow parent, kind of pushing back on all the lockdowns in school.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Closures, and how genius is she in that clip? She just speaks in plain language. She challenges all the ridiculousness that the CNN quote-unquote journalist smuggles into the conversation, and she has no part of it. And I think what Julie does so effectively in that interview is the activist class, journalists, they want the publics, they want our eyes trained on these boys. All they do is ask us about how unfair it is for these boys, how they'll kill themselves if they can't compete in girls. And Julie shifts our perspective back to the girls. We are prioritizing boys' feelings over girls' rights every single day that this happens. And you're so right. Just this past week, five states awarded boys medals in girls' track and field. And I'm not even counting the pitcher in Minnesota. So this is accelerating. And what I'm trying to do with the brand is put the focus back on the girls.
Well, good. She was so heroic. And I'm sorry, I think I said it was Kate Bolden. It's Breonna Keeler. They all kind of mix and match together. But do you think, like, was Breonna Keeler being honest there? Did she not expect that reaction? Because that was just a smackdown of Breonna Keeler, right?
I don't think. Well, you know what? I don't think she did expect it, because she only talks to people who agree with her and use the same dumb verbiage she uses. They don't invite people on CNN who challenge their views. Julie might have been the first one. So I think she was completely taken aback, and she looked sort of stunned, like a deer in the headlights. She couldn't believe somebody would correct her in that fashion and dare call a trans-identified boy a he.
Yeah, well, she wound it back into, you know, what Breonna Keeler did is, okay, well, Trump is, you know, threatening to not give federal money. And she kind of ignores the fact that Title IX is rather important here. And she spins it in the way, well, would his federal funding threat hurt athletes? And she basically says, well, all these kids are going to hurt if they don't get federal money. Just ignoring the fact of how unfair it is. And by the way, you should follow the law on Title IX, so then this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, they've never challenged that in the past. The whole point of having Title IX is you have to adhere to the law or you don't get the federal funding. That's the sort of cudgel,
right?
I mean, that's the point. So if universities in the past or public education, you know, school systems in the past weren't allocating equal funding to girls' sports, girls' educational opportunities, that would be the result. They had no issue with that. But now they're twisting the meaning of Title IX to include gender identity. And now suddenly, Breonna, is that her name, has an issue with the way it's always meant to work. And there is a solution. Protect girls' sports. Protect girls' opportunities. Then you can have your federal funding.
Well, I have to, before I let you go here, Jen, say, because you know I'm a fan of the gear. And I have the, well, let me go back. I had the blue XXXY hat, and it was my favorite hat. My wife was stealing it from me, and I don't like to share, okay? So I took that hat with me to Greece a few weeks ago, and I lost it in the airport in Frankfurt. I think that's where it disappeared. So when I came back, I bought two, so then I don't have to share. And I bought the black one as well. But I shared this with a guest yesterday, and I guess this is reflective of the moment. We adopted a puppy, my daughter and I, and my wife's out of town right now, but we have a new puppy in our household, and I went to an event with the Humane Society the other day, and I had my XXXY gear on because I love it. And there are literally people with they, them, you know, name tags and stuff like that. So by the time I was at this adoption event in downtown St. Louis at the aquarium, I had to pick the dog up. We picked the dog up later in the afternoon. And I swear to God, only because of my daughter and I was worried about retribution, I took the hat off. I guess that was not very brave of me, but I was worried that the they, them was going to do something to not allow me to get this puppy. I'm just telling you. So, but I love the gear. You know how much of a fan I am.
You know what? I totally understand. I obviously wear it every day, and there's days when I go out where I'm like, I just don't want to deal with it today. You know what I mean? And I wear something perhaps more subtle. I still wear it, but, you know, not the big logo, because there's days I feel it too. It's tough out there if you take a stand on this issue.
Well,
so
you're
forgiven. I understand.
Thank you. But, I mean, going back to what happened in Oregon, if people watched the video, just before we welcomed you into the show, I played some of Riley on Fox with John Roberts earlier today talking about the girls in Oregon. And I know that I think Laura Ingraham had one of the athletes on last night. One of the most outrageous things about that is you got the guy that's shooing. They're standing in front of the podium trying to make a stand, and the guy's like shooing them away like they're nothing, even though they're the girls that should be on that podium.
Yeah, it's really, this is, I think what you've just articulated is the thing that's most alarming for me, is we're telling girls, do not speak, do not stand up in your own defense. After, you know, 30 years of girl power, you can do anything, the future is female. We're telling girls, be quiet, sit down, stop being selfish, who cares if you get second place, he matters more than you. That's what we're telling them. And those girls who did a very respectful protest were ushered away, just in the same way. Back in 2022, Riley was told, you need to stand down and let him take the trophy. We're prioritizing boys' feelings over girls' rights.
Well, it's outrageous. Yeah, it's outrageous.
I want to send young girls. Yeah.
You're highlighting it. Riley's highlighting it. And just tell Julie Hamill, I bet she's got a lot more fans after that SmackDown the other night. That was just brilliant. Really, really good.
Yeah.
But thank you, Jen Say. I always appreciate your help here on the show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
She's great. I love the gear. I really do love the gear. I've said this before. She's not paying me to say this, but it's really good quality, and I love wearing my hat. My wife has this true story, Sue. I don't like to share, so I had to buy two hats just so Becky can have one. And then I bought an extra one for myself, too, because I'm very selfish. Here we go. Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.